welcome to the Open Line Hour of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live at the Tucson Festival of Books in our home maintenance calendar, our monthly to-do. We're talking about fixing that swinging door that's ghosting inside your home. If you got a door that won't just stay put for whatever reason, it's become out of whack. But you don't have to realign your door to fix it. It's actually a very simple problem, and you can actually see this done in the swinging doors keyword. You search that, and it brings you to our article that we actually have a video of Rosie demonstrating this. And in fact, that it's your most popular YouTube video. You've got over like 30,000 views on this one.
Wow.
But all you have to do is take a nail punch and put it at the bottom of the bottom hinge and tap it lightly with a hammer, and the pin pops out. So take the pin from that door hinge to concrete or hard surface on the floor, you know, not your countertop, not your tile.
Not your tile floor.
Somewhere out on the patio that's, you know, just a good hard surface or a rock, and lay it down. The way the pin will work is on the flat top, it creates a little bit of an, you know, it won't allow it to lay completely flat. So there's a little angle that it creates. We'll strike the hammer to put a bend in that.
And a kink.
A kink. Well, when you then tap that back into your door, that little kink will create enough tension that the door won't ghost anymore. And if it's a really bad case, you may have to do it to the top hinge as well, but that's rare. Usually just the bottom hinge will do the trick.
There you go. Particularly if you're a hollow core door like most homes are being built with today. That's generally all it takes. The upper hinge pin is a little bit trickier to remove and replace.
So you can get your free home maintenance calendar at rosieonthehouse.com or just email info at rosieonthehouse.com, the address you would like the calendar sent to, or we have them here today in booth 203 at the Tucson Book Festival, and as well as tomorrow. We'll be here today and tomorrow at the in the Rosie on the House booth. I think we have a couple hundred here, so we should have enough for the weekend.
I don't know. They're flying off the shelf here pretty fast.
Well, it's not even officially, quote, open yet. And if
look
the rest
at all
of the mall
people. It's absolutely incredible.
Is as busy as in front of this booth. There's at least 3,000 people already here.
Oh, at least. All right, who's on hold for us?
Next is Bob. Welcome to the program. Calling from 85027. That's North Central Phoenix.
All right, Bob, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What you trying to tackle this morning?
Well, I'm not tackling anything this morning, but I'm concerned about this summer. I had done that super cooling you suggested a couple of years ago, was doing real well with that, and now these new APS rates are coming out. I just wondered, is that going to work with that 3-8?
It's going to work. It's going to work, Bob, but you're going to have to shift and stagger. Here's what Rosie's going to do, and I'm not telling from the studying I've done, here's what I'm going to do. And I think there's a chance my bill could even be going down. Now, it still makes me mad I can't start cooling till 8 o'clock. That still just kind of chaps my backside, you know. But it is what it is, and they aren't going to grandfather it. Everybody's got to adapt. Everyone that has been super cooling under the old method of noon to 7, you must change your load controller, change your home management computer, change your thermostats. You must stagger and slide your consumption out of that 3-8. So you'll be able to super cool a little bit longer, but you're not going to be able to start it back up until 8 p.m.
Right.
Now, if you do that, the most important thing you're going to want to do, if you're in a home with more than one air conditioning, pick which air conditioner you want to come on at 8 o'clock. So if you're in a split home, pick the living side to come on at 8 o'clock so you can finish watching the TV, reading the books, visiting with the kids, helping them with their homework, finishing dinner. And then don't start the second air conditioner for another 45 minutes to an hour so that they come on staggered. That's going to be very critical in managing power. We've got to stagger the starts to limit our demand. If we can limit our demand, we still ought to be able to get about 15% of our power purchased on peak. You're still going to see some savings. It isn't going to be, Bob, like you've seen. We have right. people in the old system that saw savings of 30, 40, and 50%. We won't see that with the new system. You're going to see savings of about 20 to 25%.
Okay, so 45, because that is what my house is, a split, but the way it's split, it'd be because there's the bedrooms on the one side, I'd have to, you know, hold off on 45 minutes. I'm just thinking, wow, that's almost 9 o'clock at night. So
it is.
45 minutes is minimum.
Well, what you want to do is I would take that thermostat on the secondary, the less important thermostat, and I would let the first air conditioner come on, and I would just see how long it takes for that to come on and then shut back off. Usually within about 30 to 45 minutes, it shut back down, and then you can start the secondary unit.
Okay, so it's not so much the minutes. If that unit cools it and it shuts down, then I can turn the other one on.
There you go.
Okay.
And that'll change as the summer gets warmer and warmer. So you just have to acclimate accordingly, okay?
And that sound you're hearing behind us is the storybook parade coming down
this
the Tucson
awesome.
Mall.
Look at this.
A bunch of young girls playing violins. Oh, there are a couple boys in there as well, all dressed in a nice blue. What would you call that? You know, when you've got mariachi, is that a mariachi uniform?
Yes. Definitely. That's absolutely awesome.
All right, well, we've got George next.
Oh, Darth
on the
Vader.
Line.
We got Darth Vader here.
And some mimes. And we've got Cat in the Hat. George in Tucson, 85710. It's East Tucson, wants to talk about something electric relating to his home. Welcome to the program, George. How may we help you?
Good morning. So I had visited a couple at their home, and they had a company, an alternative energy company, install some kind of system in their house, and then they paid for that system, and then the company charged them less than what Tucson Power and Electric would charge. Do you know of companies that do something like that? I don't know if it was a solar unit or just an alternative company. I don't know how it worked, but do you know of any companies that offer anything like that in Tucson?
Well,
and you said it's a neighbor? Is there a way you could find out the name?
No, it wasn't a neighbor. It was somebody whose house that I visited at one point.
Well, there are multiple various products out there that claim to be able to save energy. Some say they recycle the energy you've already paid for. That's impossible. Some say they go through a power factor correction. That doesn't work, okay? It works. The documents that they'll give you to show you how well it works all come from NASA. And power factor correction has to do with how an electric motor runs. And if you finely tune the electricity you're feeding it, it actually operates more efficiently. But for it to work residentially, you have to have an electric motor the size of your diesel A pusher RV. And those are the size motors that NASA has. It won't work on an air conditioning motor. It won't work on a refrigerator compressor.
Your TV.
So there's those that are cooling the air in and about and around the air conditioner condenser. A man just 2 or 3 weeks ago sent us some updated information that I have not had time to read or look at. I've not been a fan of that historically. In my mind, if humidity helps an air conditioner, why is Houston the most air-conditioned city on the planet? You know,
and I haven't read his entire thing yet. It was a gentleman here in Tucson. You can tell he's an engineer by the amount of work and documentation.
Yeah.
But a vap cooler works by adding humidity, and air conditioning works by removing humidity. So you're making the air conditioning unit work harder to do its job.
And we have to start talking about wet bulb temperature and dry bulb temperature. It's complicated. So we would need to know more about what particular device this person had on their house before we could issue an opinion. But those are some of the more common and more popular ones.
And I've gone to a lot of different trade shows and exhibits, and there's people that sell wind powers, generators,
yep.
that none of these things will completely switch your home completely off the grid. But there's a number of different things you can add up and build up and do to...
Another guy in Tucson invented a switch that you would install to your air conditioning system. And for a while, it actually voided the warranty on the air conditioners. But now the air conditioning companies are all installing them at the factory. And it's when your air conditioner turns off, your coils are still cold. So it continues to have the fan blow over the coils even after the compressor is shut down, and it extracts about another 5 to 8% of cooling out of the that's genius. That's just brilliant. So now the manufacturers are installing it. Lots of trips and tricks and tips on that, for
there's
sure.
There's just going to be more and more that hit the market, and it's going to be a matter of not throwing your money at the wind.
Right. We would love to know what the product was, because we'd love to do the research on them.
Yeah. Well, we would. And it's your return. I mean, how much does the unit cost, and how much is it going to save you? If it's going to take 30 years to save you, are you going to be in that house that long? Or are
right.
you going to be alive that long? Or are you going to what in that 30-year time would offer a faster return on investment for you? So all those things factor in. Let's jump to Jeff. We were talking about swinging doors, and he's having trouble closing his. Welcome to the program, and how may we help you?
Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we got Jeff now. Jeff,
right.
You there?
There. Hello.
There he is. Thank you, Gary D.
I have a door that goes from my house to my garage, and it's got obviously an automatic hinge that causes the door to swing shut. Is it supposed to?
Yep, that's per code.
As the door swings shut, it doesn't close when it hits the strike plate. It stops and it won't shut tightly. I was just wondering if there's something I might be able to do. Do I need to look at the hinges? Do I need to change the handle? What do I need to do?
Those hinges, one of those hinges ought to be a bit heavier in appearance than the other. That's the one with the internal spring to it. And if you look at it from the top, there's a little black pin that's sticking out that's holding the spring. If you'll take I use an Allen wrench. Take an Allen wrench, and there'll be in the top of that pin head, there'll be a bunch of series of holes. Set your Allen wrench in there. Take the tension off of that pin. Tighten the spring one more notch, reset the pin, and just with that spring tension, set one notch tighter. Let's see if that, in fact, gives you enough closing capability to go ahead and close and latch the door. If it doesn't, do exactly the same thing again. Tighten it up one more notch. Eventually, you'll get it, and that'll take care of that. So that takes care of the door. That is a code that needs to be a one-hour fire-rated door, and it does need to close automatically every time.
Joanne from Tonopah writes in and says, I'm looking for a weed killer that kills weeds but allows me to plant shortly after the application. Is there anything like that? Well, Joanne, don't you know our friends at Bonide have the solution for you. If you've got a weed problem, burn it out with Bonide's Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. It is people and pet safe. Anywhere you're trying to get any kind of grass or weeds, I use it trying to control the grass growth coming into our orchard under a lime tree. Just apply it straight on following the labeled direction. It's an all organic, as many of Bonide's products are. If you've got it coming up between like this concrete strip here at the U of A mall, has got grass creeping into the joints of the concrete, you could burn it out right there. They just need to get over to Savano here in Tucson to pick it up. If you're in Phoenix, you can find it at Summer Windsor.